Welcome aboard the Samwell. A Check, Please fan fiction, written by McBangle, read by God of Laundry Baskets. Welcome aboard the Samwell. Captain Larissa Lardo Dwan welcomed her new captives. My goodness, Captain, First Mate Biddle chuckled in a distinctive New World drawl. I always thought naval officers were meant to be smart, but everyone who sails the seven seas knows not to engage the great Captain Dwan in battle. What in the world were you two thinking? Captain Zimmerman of the Royal Navy could barely look his captors in the eye. He'd lost a battle and his ship today. He'd never live down this humiliation. Even so, he wouldn't lose his honor. No matter what foul deeds you fiends have planned, we'll never betray our king and country, he declared. That's sweet, Lardo smirked and crossed her arms. But we aren't planning any foul deeds. Just the same deal we offered to all of our captives. Join us in our search for treasure and our fight against slavers, or... I'm in! Lieutenant Knight cried eagerly. He shrugged out of his coat to the best of his ability with both hands still tied together. Mr. Knight! Captain Zimmerman chided him. Biddle untied the knots around former Lieutenant Knight's hands and helped him out of his coat. Welcome to the crew. We'll get you set up with a hammock and 3 square meals a day. You could have the same, Lardo offered Captain Zimmerman. Never, he cried. She shrugged. It's your choice. If you don't want to join us, we'll just drop you off at the nearest deserted island with a week's worth of fresh water and a hunting bow. Knight, apparently not satisfied with simply doffing his cloak, peeled off his waistcoat and set himself to work unbuttoning his shirt. Come on, Jacko, he waggled his eyebrows in his former captain's direction. Adventure and freedom on the seven seas! Think of how much more fun it will be than the Navy. Captain Zimmerman looked around the Samwell. It was run down and worn, yet undeniably cozier than a deserted island would be. Astonishingly, Biddle winked at him as Zimmerman glanced his way. For a vile criminal, the man was undeniably cute. Can I take some time to think it over? The end. Thank you for listening.